Welcome to the Bill and Rookie After the Show podcast on the 26th day of August, 2021. It's a Thursday. It's National Dog Day today, Rookie. I don't know if you know this or not. National Dog Day. I was wondering why Rhino was so fired up this morning. He obviously knew something I didn't.
Tanner's like, it's National Dog Day. What'd you give me?
Hello, where's my present? Where's my present? My dog now, so Rhino is about 15 months old. I've had him almost a year. It'll be September. Will be a year.
Really?
Yep. I got him September 16th when I brought him home.
Well, big anniversary coming up, man. Well, big plans?
No. I celebrated his birthday. That's it. It was end of May.
Well, is it going to be a one-year...
day or something?
One-year anniversary of your partnership.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe so.
Take him to the dog park. You know, give him a little... Frosty paw with a candle on it.
He likes frosty paws.
The only problem is, though,
he doesn't leave it in the bowl. He'll take it wherever he wants to, and I don't want that stuff melting on the couch. But anyway, so what I was going to say is that he doesn't even get up when I come home anymore. I mean, he used to greet me at the door, tail wagging. Hey, Daddy. Not anymore. He doesn't even get up. So he lays on the back of the couch. So he can look out the window. So he, like, up on the top cushion.
Sure, watching the world go by.
And he's, you know, he's worked the groove in there, too, now. So that's ruined. But, so that's where he'll be when I get home. And he might look my way, but he doesn't even get up. Until I come over to him. So what I've been doing the last few days, I walk in and I pretend like I can't see him. And I'll call for him in different rooms. I'll go to the other room and call for him, Rhino. And I'll go upstairs and I'll call Rhino. And he'll just sit there and he's got his eyes open. His ears are up. And then I'll go in the living room. Oh, there you are. And then he'll get up and start.
Cute little game you play.
Come on, man. Just be a little happy to see me. That's one of the best things about having a pet.
Right.
Is that they're so happy to see you every day.
Absolutely. Like, you know, say you leave for the day. But you forgot your keys, and you go back in, and you've only been gone 10 seconds. They're like, to them, you've been gone for like every minute. You know, they think you've been gone forever, and you're like, dude, I just forgot my keys. I got to leave again. But it's kind of funny because I was telling you this off air. With Tanner, our dog, we've got these apps on our phones called Life 360 so you can follow, you know, where your kids are. It's basically a
Big Brother app.
Big Brother app with your kids. And when you leave or come home, it makes a, it's got like a notification tone. And so Tanner's gotten used to it, like with the kids during the summer, with their phones laying around the house, that when I come home from work or Mrs. Rookie and I come home from work, their phones go off with the tones, you know, and it alerts Tanner. So now Tanner knows somebody's coming home, somebody's here. So he hears the alert go off. And he starts barking, woo, 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 and he's at the front door waiting for you. It's crazy what it goes on with dogs.
It is. What triggers are what they remember.
Right.
You know?
See, it just goes to show, and it kind of goes to show you, really, that if you put the effort in to training your dog, you train your dog properly, you'll be happier, your dog will be happier. And it really just goes to show you how trainable they are, because if the dog can figure out this tone on a phone, that means you're coming home by himself without you putting any effort into it. Think what they can do if you train them.
Right. That's a good point. They pick up this stuff on their own. If I'm sitting like at my computer and if I take my shoes off, my dog runs upstairs because he thinks we're going to bed.
Exactly. You were telling me stories like that,
right?
He just
runs right upstairs. It's crazy. But I'm going to have to stop and get something for Rhino today.
National Dog Day.
Celebrate your doggies. They're a pain in the behind, but they're worth every second of it.
Well, they can be. There's no doubt about it. It's work, right? It's work.
It's definitely work.
It's not as easy as you would think. But anyway.
But it's definitely worth it.
Like, my kids are starting to forget about the dog. I come home and I'm like, his water bowl's empty. Where's the dish? I'm like, has anybody fed Tanner?
Uh-huh.
Has anybody fed Tanner lately?
How often do you feed him?
He gets three times a day.
Does he get three times a day?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I give Ryan only twice a day.
But a couple of small, portions. It's not like a bowl out there whenever he wants. Right. Time to it,
there's times.
Times to yeah. eat and so forth. But yeah, it's the kids have all forgotten about him.
Well, I fed him this morning and he didn't even eat it. But when I left, he's still sitting in his bowl.
I'm probably gone though when you get home.
I hope so. Because he ain't getting any more until this evening.
Maybe he's got an eating disorder.
Maybe he's getting a little too picky and he should just eat what's in front.
With rhino eating, it's a little bit like the doctor always told us with the kids if they'd get finicky. If they're hungry, they'll eat.
Yeah. Is that what the doctor said?
You know,
yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it. So you don't have to. You tell the dog what he eats. He doesn't tell you what he eats. And eventually, if he's hungry, he'll eat it.
Yeah, that's true. Rhino usually likes to eat in the morning before he goes outside. As soon as we get up, he runs down in the kitchen and he wants to eat. I'll tell him, you want to go out, and he'll stand at the door and look at me. He doesn't even go out. He wants to eat first and then go out. Pretty interesting.
I like to eat in the morning, too.
Me, too. But I like to go outside, too, if you know what I'm saying. First thing in the morning. Well, anyway, if you have a dog, enjoy him today, especially him or her on National Dog Day. If you don't have a dog, go get one because they're the best. And then you can listen to us talk about our dogs every morning, 6 to 9 a.m., 6 to 10 a.m., right here on The Fan. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience. We talk about sports, too, and other stuff, movies, music.
That's it.
Sports movies, music,
and other,
dogs, food.
The DMV.
The DMV, airport, all those things. Yep. So hopefully you'll join us every morning for the Bill and Rookie Experience.
Sports and gobbledygook here on The Fan.